a whole lot.
Blog Talk Radio.
Every day is something.
Y'all bro. I got you on the line, baby.
You got something going on the line.
It's that type of night tonight, huh?
Non-stop. Non-stop, hey. But we're going to get it done. You know that. We're getting it done regardless. How you doing, man?
You sounding like you're, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I got you live on the radio. Yes, sir. So like you had some, you was talking about me a while ago, but I feel like you have somebody you talking to in the background right now. You with me tonight?
Being the dad is 24/7. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hey, man. That's a good thing, man.
Yes, sir.
For your listeners, we had I have the almighty all pro, yours truly, Ron Yarbrough on the line. From Chicago, Illinois, baby. Hey, also too, Yarbrough played ball with me at the New York Jets, and wonderful gentleman. Yarbrough, and for your listeners, of course, you're on the Steve Anderson Radio Show. If you have any, you want to call in, sensible, and talk about some good stuff. Call that 657-383-1972. That's 657-383-1972. We can talk about a little bit of everything. This is a call-in number, and this is a part two. And I apologize for the earlier on the radio. If you guys were listening, let me tell you what happened. I went and I got these headphones, Yarbrough. These headphones for working out and whatnot, and they Bluetooth. They're so doggone smart, and I think they were connected, and they were well across the room. I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana, right now, but it's well across the room, and I was like, "What's going on with this? I can hear you, you know." So,
Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, when you buy something new these damn time, please get up on it, okay? Don't ever I'm going to cut you like that. Just touch the power button and start using them. Don't be like me. Please don't do that. Amen. But we're going to get into the show. And one other thing, if you guys are using a Google tablet, make sure it works right now in your hotel room. I'm done with this Google tablet. All right. No, sorry. Google tablets is good. All the tablets are good. But for me, mine, I just need to upgrade it. So I'm gonna have to go into the store now. Uh-huh. Look at me Apple, Mac, or whatever. I'm in a good computer. I mean something that fits my eye. And I'm gonna probably go in there and just walk out with one, go pay for one, you know, get me one. I need one. All right, so much for that. We ended up on the topic last time. We were talking about the scars, about and Yarbrough was talking really, really deep about the physical and mental scars that do you really know the meaning of them, that you, when you go through life and whatnot. And basically, a lot of us, we have scars, and our scars can run us mentally crazy and physically crazy if you don't seek help for it and understand why and the purpose of those scars. I'm going to give you guys a definition of it, and we're going to get into the show, Yarbrough. You ready for that, Yarbrough? Get back into it?
Yes, sir. Yes, stay ready. All right. Stay ready.
Exactly. So definition is a mark left on the skin or within body tissue where a wound, burn, or sore has not healed completely or barber's connective tissues have developed. Also, we're going to go into the biblical standpoint. So I know a lot of our listeners love the biblical standpoint of it. Let's go to Galatians 6, chapter 17, verse. It says, from now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my own body the marks of Jesus. Leviticus, it says, 19, chapter 28, verse, it says, you shall not make any cuts on your body for the dead or tattoo yourself. I am the Lord. And we, you know, that's Leviticus. You guys take a look at it. I know a lot of friends I have, and Jarbo will tell you, a lot of players, we ball players and family members have tattoos. But take a look at that. I'll give you something to think about. I'm not going to talk about that. That's your issue, but we'll figure that out. Okay, physical scars. How scars normally form, also to scarring as part of the body's natural healing process. After tissue is damaged, when the skin is wounded, the tissue breaks, which causes a protein called collagen to be replaced, collagen builds up where the tissue is damaged, helping to heal and strengthen the wound. And mental scars basically damaging to the mind, the stress events, some from abuse and others not. It can also be childhood. Yeah, but we got into the scars issue, and I think last time, I don't remember what we were actually ended up on. I remember we had a buddy of ours, Randy Hines, was talking about it, but I think we were on, was it mental or physical? I haven't had a chance to look back. I've been on in the air flying.
Yeah. What we basically wound up on was how the mental goes along with the physical. We were given some testimonies about some things that, you know, that we had went through throughout our lives, and how that mentally scars, you know, throughout our lives. And basically, you know, on with physical scars, you know, the best thing to do is relax, you know, when it comes down to it, because
you said relax on the physical scars.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the audience the physical scars, the healing of physical scars, and then we'll talk on the physical scars for a little bit, then we'll go on the mental.
Yeah.
Physical scars.
Yeah. And absolutely. And what I meant by that exactly was, you know, in the reference that I had gave, or the example that I had gave before, was just like, you know, a hamstring, which is the back of your leg. I used to have problems. Pretty much everybody that runs a lot, sprinters have hamstring problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as something like that flares up, or I don't necessarily want to say tear, but once you strain that muscle, you know, it can pretty much, you know, cramp you, you know, and handicap you, you know, basically, because if your hammy ain't acting right, you're going to be running around, you know, with a little hop step till you run, you know, this is going to be like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But initially, when it first happens, you know, it feels like, ooh, feel like you got shot, feel like you got stabbed, feel like some, you know, something that you wouldn't want to put on
problem.
Anybody else. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and what I'm saying by, and I've learned over the years when I had the hamstring, the quicker that I healed was because of my relaxation. Okay, you feel it knotting up, or you feel it stretching, and you automatically tend to be upset, or, you know, everything else throughout your body is going to tense up and, you know, flare up as well. So one thing that I learned is like, okay, I'm accepted mentally, okay, that my hamstring is messed up right now. But what I'm not going to do is get upset and get pissed off, because that's going to take the healing process to go even further, prolong the healing process, delay the healing process. So the quicker that we relax on our scars, on our physical scars, the quicker they will heal. And that's what I mean by that. And also, from the mental standpoint, relaxing, forgetting about it. I mean, it's hard to forget about it if you're out there running around every day, or once you bend over, it's going to remind you that it's there. But in the meantime, you know, you cannot focus on what your problem is or what your scar is, because that's going to continue to come about, whatever that particular scar or injury may be. So you kind of have to diffuse the situation. And, you know, like, it's like the ghetto boys down here in Houston used to say, your mind, Bushwick Bill say, your mind playing tricks on you. You know, you have to play tricks with your mind in order to guide your body sometimes.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's been a problem with me. I know when I was on the sports aspect of it, I'm always like saying to myself, like, okay, here we go again. And your mental, not stressing, but just, yeah, you're stressing. You're stressing and you put more pressure on your body to heal, because when you stress, like you said, your body can't heal. And for your listeners, that's just basically what he's saying is this is true. It could possibly be. I've had that happen to me, and it's been struggle. And still today, I'm trying to go run and, you know, thinking I'm, you know, 18 again, your mind may say 18, but your body tells you different, you know. And if you can work out, I'm not too bad. You know, you look at you, I think you're in better shape than I am. But we're in pretty good shape for our age. And, and we can do a lot, you know. We're pretty strong. We're very strong. But same time, there's a way to do things. And at the same time, you have to let your body, your mind rest your body. And the thing about this too, y'all, unfortunately, there are some people out there that have physical scars that was caused on them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the thing is too, you have to think, we're talking about scars also. We mentioned last topic on the physical scars. It's kind of hard to forgive and forget. We talked about that. Sometimes you better forget, but you have to kind of forgive. And like you said, to that process of the mental part of it to heal the physical part. And a lot of things too. I missed this right here. I said this earlier, but it said back in 1 Corinthians, it says 6 chapter 19 to 20 verse NIV. Let me slow down, because I feel like I'm trying to get everything in 2 minutes on the topic. But let me slow down a little bit. It said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Okay. Who is in you? Okay. Whom you have received from God. Now that's 19. I'm going to say it again. It said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? Now, Ryan and I, we do this show because the fact is we're always trying to get ourselves better. Even though I know myself, neither one of us are ministers, but we know we're going to tell you what's up and what's right. You know, we're gonna give it to you straight up about how to help ourselves and to give you understanding, and because it helped us. And Ryan talked about that last time, about some of the things that we talk about on the show, a lot of things on the show, it helps him, it helps me. So just to give you guys awareness, and I always say this, I say sometimes during the week, or if you're not a church girl, you need to go in that church sometime to get that dirt off of you, because we're so dirty with the mind and physical body as humans, thinking, negativity, that is just in our system sometimes that you... I laugh about this, but you need to go to church and get yourself cleaned up, wash off, and go back so you make it to the next week. That's what I have, you know, church every week. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
But go back to the topic. You said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Now, most of us may know it and may not, but there are some people that's has been the abuser and have been part of it going through life, young age, whatever, or even adults. Their minds are not thinking like yours. So it's very important to keep yourself around good people. And we talk about that all the time. However, at the same time, reach prayer, reach for other wisdom of people to give you understanding to get you through life of your physical, of the physical part that you challenge with. And because it will affect you, like Yabba was saying, mentally. It's kind of hard to relax of anything and let your body heal, especially from some type of physical abuse. And there are abuses of physical scars that you, and those are physical scars, affect your mental scars. All right, the physical attached to mental, and it affects your whole body. A lot of physical scars from a physical attack, and you have to have surgery, you have scars, abuse physical scars, and then there's going to be an accident. You know, that's something that you was not unaware that was going to happen. Most of us unaware you could happen, but it's just out of nowhere, a bad accident, a fire, or, you know, and so things like that can happen. Also, too, Yabo, we was talking about the mental part of it. We talked about, like, trauma from a car accident. Mm. There are people out there today driving mentally. Mentally driving has been an accident. And I know a few people in my family that has been through an accident and a couple of people accident, and they're just fearful of driving, or it's fast, or it's wet, and it still affects them daily. But you have to prayer, reach through prayer, and go out there and just like, you know what? I'm going to take another chance and move through that. Easy as I'm saying it, it's 20 times harder to those people. Right?
Yeah.
And you've seen it, I'm quite sure, through the mental process, with the mental scars. And we're going to get back to the physical. We're going to talk to the mental for a little while. We'll end up on the physical. But I've seen that. I've seen that, y'all, how the mental part, it can be from an accident. Like I said, they coincide. They run together. They really do. And
absolutely.
So, you know, too, as related to as sports, y'all, bro, as receivers. So, for your listeners, if you don't know football, if you listen across another country or something like that, all right, y'all, bro, I'm not including myself, play at the highest level as possible in the NFL. Okay, so when y'all, bro, he learned how to become better when he was running that route when he first started in junior high, when he was about 13, 14 years old, running the route, pass pattern, then coming across the middle, and all of a sudden this guy come out of nowhere. He's been there. He just been paying attention. Knock his helmet off. And the first thing he's saying, he's like, you know what? It's my last day on this football field, right? So then he goes on to college. But you know, mentally, then you go back out there, you're thinking the whole day, your parents and everything are telling you, say, Ryan, you know, how was your practice, whatnot, your dad? You know, you're like, yeah, it was okay. But you really want to put those shoulder pads down. You know, you want to put that helmet and let the coach get that helmet and keep it. You know, you don't tell the truth. You're like, no, coach, you keep this helmet. I don't need this helmet.
Yeah, okay.
You put the helmet on. I don't need no helmet on my head. Mentally. But guess what? Yabro had help. He had other people. Even though he got hit, he had someone right there next to him. Boom. And that's how God works. Boom. You know what? Going back out there. That's just a part of it. You're going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. The next day. He gets hit again. This is hard. He really, as a little kid, he really, like, hurt so bad that he just, with somebody would just, like, pull him off the field. But it's the same way in life. He'll tell you, the next time, though, he ran across that middle, he knew where he had to go. And guess what? Yeah. He knew he was going to get a hit. And he embraced himself to take the hit. Yeah. And all of a sudden, boom, it's a double shock to him and the guy. He gets up and move forward through life.
And that's the same thing we have to do with our mental scars. We have to go back and stand up. Go back to your mental scars and look at them, face it, and win.
Yes, that's the key point that you're saying. You know, is face. We have to face our scars, face our fears, face our deficits, face whatever we're lacking in, or it will control us. Okay.
Right.
And one thing that I like to say, you know, because you had touched on this a little earlier in the example that you were giving, where, you know, somebody is driving and they've been in an accident, and it might be 20 times harder for them to drive in some rain or drive in whatever the particular case may be than it is for somebody else. But one thing that I've learned over the years is it's easier to face your fears, because they're going to get, the sooner you face them, the sooner they'll leave. So, in other words, people like to say it's easier said than done. Okay. I look at it as if it's easier done than said. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
In other words, we can let our scars and fears mentally cripple us, like I was saying, throughout our whole life, you know, and saying, well, I'm not going to do this because this happened to me. No, I don't like this because this happened to somebody else. Okay, well, you're letting it control your life, and you're steadily thinking about it, talking about it, versus doing something about it. So when it comes down, you really, really want to do something or overcome your scars, whether it's mentally or physically, you have to do it, you know, versus talking about it and versus letting it hold you back.
Right. And you know, what you're saying is straight up, it's the truth, of course, but at the same time, we have to really, really pay attention to it. It's so many people today, Jabro, that's out here, and that's people out here listening on the phone right now, and or listening online on air. And what's going on? What you just said, they've forgotten how it is steering their life, and they're being so careful that they're making mistakes. Being careful.
Yeah.
Instead of just,
and they pass those fears on to their kids, their family, you know, their coworkers, and everybody else around them. You know, so it's like, it's like you said, you really have to be aware and conscious of why you're doing some of the things that you do. You know, where you're scarred mentally, or where you're scarred physically, because That's really going to guide your life.
So it was funny when I was talking about that, because you and I both have been through the same situation. There's things that we don't talk about, the life growing up to you reaching it and achieving it at the highest level. But that's just a part of life, and that's no different than someone out there. I tell you, I was actually, I'm in Shreveport now, but I was in Dallas earlier last night, and I was actually, this morning I was eating, and there was some young girls, they was basically saying that they had finished taking a test, graduating from being a nurse, and now I said, well, you got not finished yet. And say, yeah, no, it's like it's tough out there. And I was like, you know what? You got to go face it. Go face it and make it happen. You know, it's like the same thing with them. The fear, don't let, we talked about the don't let fear win, just the mental part. Don't let the mental part, that you've been scarred from somebody else telling you that you can't do this. You can't do this. Well, those are mental scars that they may have had, because they didn't actually put in the time and need to achieve it. Or that particular person didn't reach someone else to really help them because they felt like they had it. Like in South, we talk, we say, they know it all. okay? You can't tell them anything. They're hard-headed. All right? Stay with those people. What, you know, it could be in your own family.
A fool.
It could be in your family.
It could be
your own church member, okay? Yeah. It could be your own person, your loved one, that you go home to at night. Or the person that you talk to. You got to be careful. You got to still, because, listen, the devil will get into any of those, anybody. It'll get into you. You got to be careful. And all of a sudden, have the people looking at you and be like, what? And you ask them again, like, what you said? I didn't say that. Be careful with that, because those mental scars will even feed into your head, like y'all both saying, and it will drag you down through your life. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, too, the importance of mental scars is to achieving, reaching help, to go prayer, counseling, get you through, and advice from people that have been through something in their life. I always say, keep your hands around people and touch with people that have been through something in life.
Yeah,
okay?
Experience.
I'm talking to the experience, period. Also, too, Yarbrough, on the mental scars, you find, too, the bullying, being bullied, young kids going through that, even adults being bullied.
And now cyberbullying, that's something we can talk about, too, on another show. But, now for the younger kids, it's cyber, you know, bullying over the Internet and things of that nature. But, the bullying that you and I had to deal with was different. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you find out, and those are scars that people have developed, mental scars. And, again, when you run tight, okay, when you run in, say, like a track person running track, the more you tighten up, the slower your muscles become, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you tighten up, your muscles can't react as fast. It's the same with life. When you start getting mentally feared up and because of scars that you've had previous, take a step, relax, take a deep breath, and move through it. Move through it. Okay?
Get that monkey off your back.
Get that monkey off your back. That monkey sitting on top of your shoulders and your back. You know?
Don't let him grow. Don't let him get as big as King Kong.
Some of us have King Kong on our back. Literally do. They can't even move. Won't even go outside.
Oh, wow.
There's people that are afraid to leave their towns, venture to different areas of the city. Look, let me tell you something. For the biblical, our true biblical listeners, I remember through Jesus that he said he was always on the move.
No, but he wasn't
sitting down. How can you sit down and reach out to people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, even if you're there and you have a family, you still have to reach out. Let me tell you something, guys. Both of us have been through more than some men will ever go through in their entire life. I'm going to say it again. Between Ryan and I, we've been through more things that some men would never, ever, ever, ever go through in their entire life. And we'll tell you one thing. Neither one of us has idled. And when you're out of your body, when they say it's a work of the devil's workshop, you can be at home and just say, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to quit. I'm going to go to my job. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go back home every day. That's it. I'm going to close the door. I'm not going to talk to my neighbors. I'm going to do anything. Because of some fear or something mentally affected you in your life. You scarred up. God didn't put us here to be fearful 24 hours a day, okay, and scarred up. We're not here for that. Because guess what? For your listeners. We all have one life to live. One life.
Mm-hmm.
For your youngers, for your youngsters, if you listen, you 18, 20, 21, 23 to 30 years of age, guess what? In a minute, in time, God said the same. You be in your 60s, you be in your 70s. My dad still today talk about, he can still talk about he was a little boy and talk about certain things in his life that happened and laugh about it. My dad is 76 years of age. He says, just like it's, just like it's yesterday. He said, just like it's yesterday. When he's 76.
Yeah.
Okay, so quit being, let those mental scars seek help, counseling, and hopefully on this radio show we're telling you to give you motivation, to show motivation. Get your butt up and get moving, okay? Get moving.
Yeah.
Get moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about it is if you're ignoring
anything.
Right, and if you're, if you're ignoring this, y'all, bro, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead, y'all, bro, go ahead.
No, that's all I want to say. When you say get up, do, like I said, just do anything, you know, but it's all about motion.
You know what, too? When you ignore these, you know this, this result, is, and it's, you know, it's serious. Psychologically, it really hurts you. You know, if you ignore this, if you ignore doing this, psychologically, it will hurt you. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? And
yeah.
That's just the way it is. You cannot, you have to be so, so careful. What do you think about that, y'all, bro? Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I'm in total agreement with you. Like I was saying, you have to put things in motion, body, mind, and soul, for the simple fact, if you don't use something, it will be taken away from you. Okay, so you have to get up, have to go out, do your exercising. Do your mental reading, you know, whether you read the Bible, whatever spiritual you read, whether it's self-help, anything positive, okay, so you can be mentally, physically, and spiritually awakened, you know, and in motion, what I'm saying. You have to do it in motion, and you don't have to go out and read a 1,000-page book in one night, you know. You don't have to go out and run a marathon tonight, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do a little something. Just do, you know, a couple of things each and every day. Cross it off your list, okay, whether it's on a piece of paper or whether it's mentally. Cross it off your list and get into a certain type of routine besides sitting around, like you say, the normal, or, you know, not the normal, but the average routine or the typical routine, like you were saying earlier. Go to work, come home, go to sleep, do the same thing over again, not talk to your neighbors, not do anything, not, you know, stay within yourself all the time. You can, you know, cannot do that. We as humans, some of us are introverts and some of us are extroverts, but we all need to go out and interact, and either whether we know it or not, like we were talking about, the reciprocal effect of us having this podcast, not only helping others, but it helps ourselves. You know, that's scientific fact right there. You know, you have to be able to go out and help others so you can help yourself. So whatever it may be, helping somebody, opening the door, helping the child with their books, anything, you know, just do something. And what I mean by something, I mean something positive, obviously, because we don't even really speak on the other words. So just go ahead and assume what I'm talking about is positive, because that's what it is. But get in motion, you know, get in motion and watch how things will transpire. You know, other things are going to start happening for you. But main thing is, got to get in motion. Can't be stuck on, you know, and I'm not trying to talk about anybody, but just the phrase right here. Cannot be stuck on stupid. Okay? So,
right.
Have to get out. Yeah, have to get out. You have to enjoy yourself. Do some things that you like, you know. And
right.
And you'll be all right. everything gonna be all right if you want it to be and if you allow it to be. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, bro. I got a special guest, man, because you know I'm back at home right now, and it's I have the heat on. You know, I have the heat on. Man, it's gonna be cool up here. But I got a special guest, man. You know who he is, though. Is my I got my brother Scotty. Scotty here. This is Robbo.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Scotty. Okay.
You don't lie.
How you doing over there, man?
Man, I'm doing good.
Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice, man.
Hey,
for your listeners,
this is my younger brother Scotty Anderson, and my brother played with the Detroit Lions, played receiver. And he can tell you about a lot of mental scars that he had when he was going through, was talking about the football earlier. You like to say anything about mental scars, like these sports that you had that affected you all through your life? And sometimes you still think about it, but you have to get over it, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. With football have you first and teach you to be first doing stuff. You go park at Walmart, you're going to park close. But when you get out of that life, you're still stuck. You know, that life is gone, but you have to come back to the real world. But it teaches you, you have to be strong because you'll be still stuck in when you was playing ball. But time is gone. Kids are older. You got to move on. It's treated like a business. That's the main thing. A lot of guys leave college, and they never know the business part till it's over. You learn it after you cut and your year's gone, but it's business. It's not football after college because they pay you. Anytime they pay you to do something, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so fun. You need a lot of guys, former guys can tell the guys that's caring now, but most of the guys caring now don't listen because they're caring. You know how it is when you're playing, but last year this time, a lot of guys not on the team this year. Just like they're on the team now in September, they're not going to be on the team. So you have to be prepared for after. You hear it a lot, what you're going to do after football. Well, you hear it while you're playing, but it's really real. You have to play it and prepare for that, or you're just going to be left out in the wind, you know. But you have to be strong and move on and like golf and be in the different stuff. To do fish, I fish, hunt, play golf. You know, you have to do things other than just one thing. That's anything you're doing. You have to have multiple things because anything can stop, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's so true right there. So you listen from, and that's just, that's real. And then mentally, it will as a athlete. And, specifically, your athletes that you're at the highest level, and all of a sudden, it's over. You know, you get hurt.
Yeah.
Injuries throw your timing off. And it does affect you, too, mental. So, guys, we talk about these mental scars. Believe me, we've been through them. And a lot of times we don't see them. But at the end of the day, we do. And sometimes it takes a long time to get through it. But you have to keep fighting, like my younger brother said, to keep moving forward and moving forward to get through it. But yeah, bro. So I'm gonna go to these physical scars now, and yeah. So you listen, that's my younger brother, Scotty Anderson, and like I said, he was a Detroit Lions, and that's my
another receiver.
Yes, sir. Hello. Mm-hmm. All right, that's my little tag. You want to talk? Okay. All right, so let's go to the physical scars right here. We're going to last time we was in the topic. And, y'all, bro, we're going to get on this, and then we're going to ease off the show, talk about the physical scar. Bad accident, fire, car, fall, or physical attack, surgery, abuse physically. Let me tell you, just a lot of things that's happened. You know, the physical scars. I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
before my mom, man, I can tell you,
I'm going to say this before my mom. Before she started, she had a block, right? And I would think it was while I remember my brother's playing. He was a senior. I never forget this. He was a senior in college. And she wasn't getting my mom. She smoked a little bit here and there. Now, my mom smoked a lot. It wasn't a little bit. She smoked. I mean, Kent Threes was her. You know, that was her. They were teammates. Kent Threes. You know, mm-hmm. Kent Threes. People don't know smoke Kent Threes cigarettes. So,
mm-hmm.
And she knocked them cigarettes down. So, with temper covered and relaxed and everything. But, mom, she had a block to her left side of the neck. I never she would just tell me, she said, I just don't want to get this cut on my neck. But she had that cut, and she would hide her neck after that for so many years until she passed. And she just did not like that scar around her neck. And we talked about how you have to get through that. And some of us would never ever get through it, and some would never actually reach up for it. But that really affected her before she passed away. And she ended up dying with blockages all around her heart. Like, there was up to 110% just a few living. But even going into that, you know, she used to get really, from that point on, from my brothers when he was a senior in college all the way to 2008. So that was some time. That was a good 01. Yeah. So that was about a good 7-8 years. Yeah. And, you know, but the thing about it is this, the physical scars, it affected her. And we have a lot of physical scars right now. I talked to you, I think last time I talked about was with me. And why I had a situation where my leg had to have surgery on it. And I was mm-hmm. a fear of wearing shorts, you know.
Right.
And I had this
right.
young kid. Yeah, you know. So what do you think about the physical scars, how they can affect you too and control your life? And that's a perfect example. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, those are perfect examples right there, because it's a perception. And I seen something today. I was on Instagram. One of my people on Instagram, she got and from New York, she got cut when she was 15. Okay, she is now young 50s. She'll be 53. Okay, so she said she don't know, she can't even remember really not having her face not scarred, okay, from the cut.
Mm-hmm.
She got cut in the face with a broken bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know, over some silly stuff. But throughout her years, she has learned to embrace it, okay, for the simple fact. She knows that she can't change it, or she can change it through surgery or whatever the case may be, but she doesn't want to. And I'm saying that to say I'm looking at some physical scars on my body right now, and I can remember when it happened, where it happened, how it happened, and everything thereafter. So it's something that reminds you of a place and time, whether it was a happy time or whether it was an unhappy time. And
mm-hmm.
it comes down to how we want to deal with it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
me personally, you know, speaking of college, you know, at one particular time, I had got into a situation and, you know, something happened to me and I had to come home. It happened, you know, you can never say a perfect time when something physically scars you, you know. But I was
right.
happening to come home in a couple of weeks after, and this scar was not going to heal, you know, by
mm-hmm.
the time
mm-hmm.
that I came home.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I had to have some script, and mainly for my mama, because there's always somebody
mm-hmm.
that you feel as if you want to protect, or that you don't want to tell the truth to all the way, because more so not because you're afraid or ashamed, but you don't want to worry them. Okay? In
right.
this particular case,
right.
I didn't want to worry my mom. But I knew my wound wasn't on heal. My physical scar was not on heal before I went home. So I had to have something prepared, you know, because it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to wear sunglasses because something happened to my eye and my face. I wasn't going to wear sunglasses, you know, and basically got jumped, okay, protecting some other people, you know what I mean? But got hit in the head and the face with a bat. So they like, look, you lucky to have your eye. You lucky to still be living. You lucky, period, in a lot of areas. And I was like, yeah, I understand all that. Okay, so guess what? I built up a mechanism to deal with it. Personally, I could deal with it on the inside. But I didn't want, like I said, the public. I wasn't tripping on the public. But the only real person that I, you know what I mean, did not want to know was my mom, because the way that she worried, and my me being the oldest, that's one thing, one person I do not like to worry is my mom. So that affected me.
Right.
That affected me on that point. But as far as everything else, when it comes to your physical scars, you have to embrace them. Because every time I looked in that mirror and I seen my eye and the scar on my forehead, I embraced it. Because guess what?
Right.
I was still able to live and still able to get over it and still able to teach other people about the experience that I had. So, long story short, I feel as if your physical scars, you have to embrace them, you know, and you have to learn from that experience. And all the experiences aren't joyful experiences, you know. So, That's the hardest part, having to go back there and remember how it happened, where it happened, when it happened, and why it happened, and make peace with yourself, because guess what? You gotta deal with it when it's all said and done. You gotta deal with it.
You do. And what you broke that down is so, it's you're right. You're right what you're saying, because for your listeners, like Yabba was saying, is that scars truly mark your journey in life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Scars mark your journey in life. Now, check this out. At the end of the day, and I don't know what it's at, but it says scars are beautiful, and God reminds us of our purpose. Scars are beautiful. God reminds us of our purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, too, we were saying a while ago, scars mark your journey in life, but also, too, that scar and the scars that we have, it's a don't make the same mistake again.
Mm.
It's a guideline. It's a journey. It's a road. It keeps you on track. And a lot of scars that we didn't want to have that came from somebody else, it still prepared you for life. You got to understand. You understand now. Listen, the abuse that God had when he got crucified, you know, we never had a minute scars like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your body, you're going to go through scars mentally and physically. You're going to go through that. And let me tell you something, too. There are some people put in life to go through and get the scars so the others won't have to go through and get the scars. And some people put here, too. Yeah. So it'll give you an insight and a whole outlook of the picture. You just have to pay attention. Also, too, you understand that God give us scars to remind us we're healed. When I give the definition of a scar, how it actually sometimes it gets stronger than it was previous before in your skin. But this is the thing, too. You got to watch this. Okay? You got to watch this right here. This is really, really, this is really deep. Do you know the tongue does not scar when torn? Okay? The tongue does not scar when torn. Okay? This is what happens to the tongue. It does not have a scar tissue. Your tongue doesn't have a scar tissue. However, the tongue can leave a scar when you talk against someone.
Yep.
Okay? Because believe me, tons of us out here have mental scars from someone saying something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So the tongue, again, does not have scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it does not scar. However, the tongue can leave a scar when you talk against someone. Also, too, God could have made us, y'all, bro. He could have made our flesh so it would, does not scar. You know that, right? He could have made us where we don't scar.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, you cut your hair, guess what? It grows back, no scar. You cut nails,
mm-hmm.
it grows back, no scar. You cut flesh deeply, guess what? It scars. Did you know the tongue, like we said, again, does not scar? Also, too, you got to check this out. A reminder of something, you know, you got to look at this. Some of us may not feel like it's, most of our time is not unpleasant with scars, but you got to understand again, and you got to believe this. God gives us scars to remind us we're healed. And it's a purpose for them. Exactly what you just said, y'all, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you just said. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, I hope to show what the scars actually, it gave, and it has given you guys so much to actually think about and give you insights, like outlook on life and moving forward in life. To get over your scars, and what I do, Yabo, before you get off, you want to say a few things. I'm gonna close up with some last closing statements about it.
Absolutely. As far as as far as with the topic that we just went over, the scars, the sooner we face our scars, whether they're mentally or physically, we can continue to move on in life as the scars, as Stevie just said, are an experience or just a healing process. You went through that process and now you are healed. But the longer it takes you to realize it, the longer you will be stuck in that position. So by saying all that, I would like to end my piece with wishing everyone forward movement, upward movement, because scars are what they're meant to be for that particular time and moving forward to look back at, but not to keep you in a certain place. So if you feel as if you're stuck, you feel as if you're stuck in a certain place, go ahead and look at your scar, whether you can see it physically or whether you can recollect something mentally with your scar. Okay? You have to move on in order to continue to be the best person that you can be. And as Stevie indicated in the beginning of the show, this show is to help all of us to get better, because another thing that Stevie also said is, you know, about somebody knowing everything. Neither Stevie nor I know everything. The definition for that I tell my children and I tell everyone that I mentor and talk to, the definition for someone that knows everything is a fool. Okay, if you want to be a fool, then that's your prerogative. But on this show right here, what we do is we try to build. We're not going to say try. We build character. We empower one another. And we have each and every one of us looking at the brighter side of things, because there are two sides, but we can choose to live our life on the brighter side. So continue peace onto everyone. Continue peace onto Stevie. Continue peace onto Scotty. Continue peace unto little niece, because it was good to hear Scotty jump on the line, and that's a blessing in itself right there, because each and every day we are blessed in one way or another. We just have to realize it and continue to count our blessings and continue to be grateful and continue to be thankful. So until next week, peace and blessings.
All pro, y'all, bro. Amen. Thanks for all the time. Nothing like it, baby. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
All right, good night. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good evening. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. That was all pro, y'all, bro. Okay. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you guys some, I'm going to read this to you before I get off the show and let you guys take a listen to this. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And like I said, and I hope you guys heard some very, 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 very informative information that can help you go through life. You understand this too, guys. It said we can't forget that we are leasing our bodies. I talked about that. All right. The scars that we have from physical and mental, we can't let them drag us down. Don't forget, every scar that we have or will receive in life is for a reason. Take a positive outlook on it. Make good out of it. We must continually to help others get through their scars. For sure, we often think about our physical and mental scars have affected us through our lives. However, we cannot sit around and feel bitter about the scars that someone gave us. We must look at it and from it, and again, in a positive way. Move forward in life. Believe me, I am all scarred up, and it hurts, but I have to keep praying for myself and keep myself around positive people in my life, and you must do the same. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, thanks for joining the Steve Anderson Radio Show with co-host Ryan Yarbrough. And you want to say goodbye? All right, say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, hope you enjoyed the show. And good night. And thanks again for joining the Steve Anderson Radio Show, co-host Ryan Yarbrough. So next week, be safe. Prayers going. Just have fun talking to people.
Should I go on? Your love.